Hi, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here with another weekday podcast. And today we're sitting with one sentence, one line from Jesus that if you let it, changes everything. John 8:12 from the New Living Translation says it this way, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Now, let's just breathe that in for just a moment. Like, whoo, I am the light. It's not I carry the light. I am the light. I don't provide the light. I am the light. Because this isn't just a metaphor. This isn't Jesus offering a nice poetic image for our Instagram feed. This is Jesus in the temple courts, surrounded by people hungry for hope, for clarity, for something that's tangible and real. And he says, I am the light of the world. Not a light, the source, the center, the sun, that everything else revolves around. And if you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness. Now, darkness, think about what that means. Confusion, fear, not knowing what's next, the ache of not being able to see your own hand in front of your face, much less the path ahead. We all know the feeling, that uncertainty, that sense that maybe you're lost, maybe you're alone, maybe there's no hope. But Jesus says, if you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Notice the movement here. Jesus isn't just offering information. He's offering transformation. He's not saying, here's a map, just knock yourself out, good luck. He's saying, walk with me, I'll light the way, I will be your guide, you won't have to figure it out all by yourself. And this light, it's not just for your Sunday morning or your spiritual moment. It's for the whole world, for the whole day, for your whole life. It's for your work, your relationships, your doubts, your dreams. It's for every shadow, every corner, every place you thought was too dark for hope to reach. But there's a catch. Jesus says, if you follow me, the light isn't something you admire from a distance. It's something you step into, something you walk with, something you let illuminate every part of your life. So maybe the question isn't, how do I get more light? Maybe it's, where am I still choosing darkness? Now, let me say that again. Maybe the question today isn't, how do I get more light? Maybe it's, where am I still choosing darkness? Where am I still trying to make it on my own instead of following the one who is the light? Because the invitation's right here, guys. Step into the light. Walk with me, Jesus says. Let me show you the way to life, he says. And maybe, just maybe, maybe that's what we need most. Not more answers, not more certainty, but more light, more presence, more Jesus. Thanks so much for listening in on today's weekday podcast. Today, go seek more Jesus and find the light. God bless you. Bye-bye.